Welcome this morning. I know it's always this time of the year. You lose an hour, eh? Is that right? Okay, so end of the year is always nice because you sleep in an hour, but now we're losing an hour, so at least we can do catch up tonight again. Go to sleep earlier, okay? But until then, please be strong. I can see that there's a few faces that need coffee. Only today we'll allow you to go and fetch coffee during the sermon as well. But thanks for coming. I do realize, seeing the lots of empty seats this morning, that the hour did make a difference in some people's minds laying in this morning. And hopefully on Facebook we can bless them as well as they listen. Guys, you are also blessed, okay? And we will do catch up with you later on. But what a privilege to this morning be in the house of the Lord. I want to just share with you on something that I again believe that it's a start of a conversation. So I'm just going to introduce a topic this morning, and hopefully do some catch up with those who still needs to do catch up with us later on. Because I do believe God wants to speak about this to us. I've just seen, you know, in the busy lives that we are living, that sometimes we are boundaryless. And I want to talk about setting boundaries in your life. Because I do believe that, you know, the conversation about priority is important, but the conversation about setting boundaries around those priorities is even greater. I do realize that. In the busy lives that we have here in a first world country, and I don't say that we are, you know, the only place that struggle with lots of pressures. I do realize that you know, it's everywhere, the kind of society that we've created, the global society that we've created for ourselves, is one of pressures the whole time, and there's certain priorities that God wants us to just set boundaries around. So Proverbs 4:23 is a scripture that will help us in that. Keep your heart, keep your heart, keep your heart. Just say with me, keep. Okay, you're with me. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. Okay, keep your heart. There's a responsibility on our behalf to keep our hearts, because there's issues that gets addressed through our hearts. Okay, there's things happening in and through our lives, and there's a diligence that we must put, you know, into our lives concerning these issues that is necessary for us to live life in the full. So I had this friend, I remember years ago, I call him friend today, but at the stage that I was walking a road with him, I must say it was difficult to say that, and he would even confirm that. You know, I walked a road of discipleship with him. He was struggling with alcohol at the time, and I made a commitment to walk this road with him. And this friend, you know, really was challenging to me, because being in the ministry as a young pastor at that stage, I was giving it my all. You know, in the mornings at 6 o'clock, I would get up and we would go for a jog. And then after the jog, coffee and biscuits and, you know, the whole thing, you know, a nice social time together. And then, you know, he would later on in the day even arrive at the office and we'll spend some time together. I would disciple him literally, you know, at least 2 times a day, you know. So he was really struggling through this dependency on alcohol, but as a young pastor, there was a few things that I've learned in the process, and I was just this week, as I was preparing, reminding myself of it, because it was actually a devastating time in my life as well, making some boundary decisions, even about the ministry, and I realized that we as Christians, often because our hearts are right, miss getting our boundaries right, okay, and so with them, I remember the one day we had a breakfast in Cape Town, a men's breakfast. And so it was just one of those cherries on the cake where we had to leave at that stage Worcester at about, what was it, 7 o'clock, I think. So that we know it was actually earlier, it was 6:30 we had to leave. He said to me, no, listen, I'll bring the car. We'll go through and then we'll have the breakfast and spend some time together. And by 8 o'clock, he was still not at my home. Okay, so I was sitting there working myself up because there's this great speaker now, you know, in Cape Town, and we're going to listen to him, and there's going to be all the solutions in the world for my friend. And he didn't turn up. So at 8 o'clock, I was still sitting there. And now the breakfast was finished, and I knew that, okay, the speaker will start very soon. And so he eventually arrived there. But at that stage, you know, he was not sober at all. Okay, so I had my suspicions. By the half an hour into the journey to our way to Cape Town, I realized that, you know, he's missing the road at this stage. He's you know, at that stage was lingering off into better places, and I was then really afraid at that stage. And I said to him, no, listen, just stop. I don't have insurance on your car, but I'm going to drive it now, okay? There's no way that we're going to get to this breakfast if you're driving. So we got there. Being late, we were the only ones that at that stage came so late without any breakfast at that stage as well. But the only spaces that was left then, because the speaker already started to speak, was next to the speaker, okay, just in front, okay, where nobody, you know, those seats like these ones that nobody ever wants to sit on, okay, so if you're late, you are the one to go to those seats. And so my friend at that stage, you know, had red eyes, and, you know, he was almost sleepy, and I was now determined, you know, this is the message that's going to change his life, so he's going to watch it. And so we were sitting in front, and having a lot of friends in the Cape Town church as well, they were all, you know, engaged into listening to this speaker. And then my friend started to sleep while the speaker was speaking, but not like, you know, he was snoring, sitting in front, snoring, and I was now working myself up. I was thinking, you know, you're late. You know, I'm giving all my time to you. I'm pouring my life into you, and you know, and this is the kind of, You know those moments where ungodly thoughts even get into your system, where you think, okay, I'll have to do something about this guy after this meeting, you know, because this is now his moment where he's supposed to be changed, and yet he's the one sleeping. And just to put the cherry on this cake, my friends afterwards said, where did you guys come from and what is this guy doing? You know, because he was almost disturbing this American preacher that was at that stage visiting our country. And yeah, I went back to the Lord and I said, listen, God, I need to have a conversation about this because I'm really laying down my life. And God said to me, if you don't set boundaries in your life, you will never be able to see even growth in his life. And I want to have that conversation with you this morning because I do believe we've got a responsibility toward one another. And we've been speaking last year about accountability as well. But all of us must carry our load. There's a load that Galatians talk about, and we'll get to that later on, that we must take responsibility of. So, to set boundaries is, let's first say, robbing people of their responsibility by taking care of their problems brings them to a place where they become dependent on us. Exercising decision makes you wise, and you discover your dependencies and also your freedom to make choices, and make choices that can change your life and people's lives around you. So there's physical boundaries that mark a visible property line that someone holds the deeds to. Such boundaries make a person liable to the responsibility of anything that happens between those boundaries. And it also counts for spiritual boundaries. So there are certain boundaries that God expects us to take in our lives, and we must protect those. And we have the deed to protect those boundaries in such a way that that God can bring healthy growth in our lives. So there's a responsibility that comes with boundaries, and those boundaries define us as people. So if we do not have boundaries, we will always seek what to defend, and others will go beyond what is valuable to us and take advantage of our lives. Okay, so Galatians 6 verse 2 says, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. So there's a difference between burdens and loads. So verse 5 then speaks of, for each one shall bear his own load. So can we have a conversation about the difference? Because in Greek, this word burden means excess, which means that all the burdens that you are not able to carry. So the burdens that your Christian brothers cannot carry and do not have the ability to carry, we must carry with them. But then there's a load, and this Greek word speaks of a cargo, a burden of daily toil, the everyday things we all need to do. So there's a responsibility, there's a load that each one of us must carry in order to fulfill what God has in store for our lives, and we must be responsible in that. So I want to say to you, there's certain responsibilities that you need to take ownership, and my biggest fear is that Christians become victims in the society that we are in today, as so many other peoples. And we bind ourselves to the mercy of people around us, because our excuses is always other people being the scapegoats for things that we cannot take ownership of. Are you with me this morning? Victimhood is one of the biggest problems of the society that we are living in today, because you will always hear that the victims will get the preference in society, because those who are shouting the loudest, they are being heard at this stage in our global environment. Is it not so? So if you want to choose to walk into a place of victimhood, you're going to also be bound to those boundaries that is set by some other people that can make choices in life. Let's talk about your neighbor. If your neighbor's lawn is dry, okay, there's not a lot of lawns here, but let's talk about garbage then. If you put out the garbage for your for your neighbor every week, you will have a happy but very irresponsible neighbor. Do you agree with me? And you will be unhappy and responsible. The problem is that the resentment within your life will bring it to a place where you will not just hate your neighbor, but you will have problems with yourself. Until you realize that it's his responsibility to take ownership of his garbage. Okay, I cannot put the sprayer on my neighbor's lawn to keep it green for him. He will be happy, but he will be irresponsible. Until I communicate the fact that it's his responsibility, until he takes ownership of it, he will never have the benefit of being the person that and receiving the benefits of being responsible. So I want to say to you this morning, our responsibility is to grow ourselves and to stand before God in such a responsible way that we take ownership of our growth and the deeds that we are doing. Is it not so? We cannot take that responsibility on behalf of our brothers. We can, though, support them to make those decisions. And so I see many Christians taking responsibility of other people's lives and thinking that that is the way that we should disciple. And that is not what God is saying. There's a place where each one of us must learn that there's consequences to certain decisions that we are making. Matthew 7, verse 6 says, "Do not give what is holy to the dogs, nor cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them underfoot and turn and tear you into pieces." This is harsh scripture, but what I can tell you, when it gets to boundaries, Christians just know that we can encourage others as far as they are willing to grow. So that's why we have the saying in this church that you can fall, but just fall forward. Just make sure that, you know, all of us are going to fall sometime, and we're going to struggle to go forward sometimes, but we must allow ourselves to always stand up again and grow in the process, and next time not get that wrong again. Listen to this one. "You must determine who's me, my responsibilities. Boundaries help us to distinguish our property so that we can take care of it, to guard our heart with all diligence. But you must determine what is the things that is precious to you." You cannot guard something that you don't know what you are protecting. Are you with me this morning? You must determine what is the things in life that is important to you. And so, we must make a decision to keep the good in and to keep the bad out. Okay. We need gates in our boundaries to let in and go and out through decisions, certain boundaries in our lives. But you must protect it. You must make sure that those things are guarded, are protected. Pain or sin within, we need to open up and communicate it to God and others so that I can be healed. That's a decision that you and I must make concerning these boundaries in our lives. But your decision to make. You decide what you're going to let in and what you're going to keep out. 1 John 1:9. "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Okay, so here's the cleansing part of boundaries. You and I decide what we're going to receive. That's why you need to know the Word of God. And I want to say it again. I've said it last Sunday. Guys, one place that we enforce boundaries, and for a Christian, the most important one is to know the Word of God. Because you can easily determine what you stand for if you know the Word of God. Because those boundaries will protect you, and you will not be swayed by the pressures of this life. Now, many Christians struggle to navigate themselves through society today because they don't know the Word of God. And the pressures of, you know, conforming to people around them is so much that they sometimes deny even these boundaries because of conformity. Because they don't want to be, you know, in a place where they stand out. James 5, verse 16, "Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much." So you decide again what you're going to allow in or out. Mark 7, 21, "For from within, out of the heart of men proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lewdness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile a man." So you must decide to keep those things out. Is that God's responsibility? Is it your fellow Christians' responsibility? Is it your small group leader's responsibility? Is it your pastor's responsibility? No, it's yours. So after all, you and I have a responsibility, a load to carry in deciding what do we harbor in our lives. Now, we had this conversation before, you know, that I remember speaking to police in South Africa before. They said, every community deserves their criminals. This is a harsh saying, but if you allow them to do the activities that they are doing within the community that you are in, And as a community, you don't stand up against those things. It will rule the community after all. So what I'm saying to you is that we as Christians must take responsibility not just of ourselves, but about our environment in order to receive the benefits and the fruit of those boundaries in and through our lives. Are you with me this morning? So keep the good inside, and or receive it even inside, and keep the bad out. Okay. Revelation 3:20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. And this is where Jesus has an opportunity to speak into our lives. And he gives us the opportunity to allow him to do so. So even God respects boundaries. Are you with me? Even God respects the boundaries that we set through our lives and govern in our lives, so that we can protect not just our hearts, but our well-being. Revelation 3:20. Behold, I stand at the door and I knock. If anyone hears my voice and open the door, I will come in and to him and dine with him, and he with me. John 1:12. But as many as received him, he will not enforce himself upon us. We must receive him. To them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. Open up to others, wanting to give us good things. One of the things about boundaries that is so important is that we decide who will be speaking into our lives. And you can see whenever people are willing to receive from you, teachability, humility, the fact that they are, you know, it's strange how sometimes the basics become not important into our lives anymore, because we know better. Until we change our attitudes and realize that it's the basics that transforms our lives. We had the conversation this week as well. As long as we keep the basics most important in our lives, we will have the humility to realize that, Jesus, it's your blood that sets us free. It's your basics that always transforms us. So people that always testifies about those basic principles in Christianity is always a good indication for me of the things that excites them. Because you decide what is the things. It's an attitude of boundaries that you must make a decision on. And that's why we often say the people that you associate with is the person that you will become. Because the people that you allow to speak into your life, those are the people that are going to have boundary gates open to them to speak into your life, and you're going to actually receive their words, and you're going to allow your life to be transformed by it. But as long as you keep a boundary to them, they will not be able to speak into your life. So that's why we don't have a platform in everyone's life. And I want to say to you, don't try to bash the Bible into people's lives that don't give you the platform to do so. If they put the boundary there, you know, keep on asking, listen, do you allow me to speak to you? But they must open that door, and you must respect that, because even Jesus does. And we can only pray that God will soften the hearts of men, that God will allow people to receive from us, that supernaturally the Holy Spirit will transform a softness in their hearts, so that the soil will be prepared and they will receive from us. Boundaries are not walls. So I want to just say this morning that often we make a mistake in thinking that boundaries is walls that we build around us to keep people away. And that's not the truth. Boundaries is principles, attitudes, emotions even, that we allow around us to govern our lives. And we'll be talking about those gates just now. That will only be productive as long as we have those gates that we allow to open or close whenever it's necessary. But if it becomes a wall, where we make some choices in life that I will never, I will not allow, I will not be open to receive, then it becomes walls that that brings us to isolation. John 17:11. Now I'm no longer in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to you, Holy Father. Keep through your name those who you have given me, that they may be one as we are one. So we know the oneness of Christ, and we know that even in the Trinity there's a unity, and there's one mind of Christ, the Father, and the Holy Spirit. But even in that Trinity, there's certain boundaries of functions and personalities that is fulfilling certain jobs. And so even in our existence as a family of believers, it means that each one of us have a uniqueness around us that allows us to even set certain boundaries within understanding and allowing ourselves to live according to the biblical principles of God. And so, boundaries have certain gates in your lives, and I want to mention them this morning. We're laying some foundations, but there's certain gates that we allow to be opened or closed in these boundary processes in our lives that we need to know about. One of them is physical gates. When it gets to boundaries, there's certain physical gates that we must make decisions about. Okay, so I am losing some weight for the cycling later on in the year, and there's certain choices that I must make. Okay, this is important choices. It's physical choices, boundaries that I must set for myself that I must live according to. I don't eat starch. Okay, so for me, that's an important decision that I've made 2 months ago. And within those decisions, it governs my life at this stage. So wherever I go, I am very selective in what I eat. So I've lost 10 kgs. I hope you can see it. but you know what? It comes with a discipline to govern those. Okay, are you with me this morning?
Yes.
So when it gets to boundaries, there's certain choices that we must make to reinforce those boundaries that will have certain fruits in our lives. But you must make those decisions. Okay? And you must govern them. If you don't govern them, it's just a good gesture. It's a good idea, but it's never going to happen. Are you with me? And those boundaries, I can promise you, if you like sweet things like I do, it challenges you the whole time, okay? Especially when you go and sit on that couch in front of your favorite series, and then you think, a nice sweet chocolate will be amazing now. Then those boundaries are busy governing your life. Okay, are you with me? If you are boundaryless, though, you will also reap the fruit of that. Okay, I don't need to tell you that. I can see there's some that agree with me. But guys, I know about myself that I need to make physical choices in life. And that comes with finances. It comes with your house and certain principles that you live by in your house that you respect and that you keep governing yourself by. If it's in our house, it means that for my wife, it's important that when guests come, they feel like royalty. Okay, and I don't always agree. I said, listen, just relax. They just enjoy themselves, you know. But she wants to prepare for them. There's certain rules, boundaries that governs our decision-making process and values that we live by that we must enforce all the time. The second one is words, starting with yes and no. Some of you can't say no. So you're complaining about your time or your priorities and, always being busy. It's time to have a conversation about what is the real priorities in your life and say no to those who are not. Are you with me this morning? I'm not saying say yes to nonsense and no to the good stuff. You understand what I'm saying? because some of us find it difficult to do that as well. We make a choice not to have good priorities in our lives. But what I'm saying is that if you say yes, keep to your yes. Because that's what the Word of God says, Matthew 5:37. But let your yes be your yes and your no be your no. For whatever is more than these is from the evil one. James 5:12. This must be a better translation. But above all, my brethren, do not swear either by heaven or by earth or with any other oath. But let your yes be your yes and your no be your no. Lest you fall into judgment. Lest you fall into judgment. So if you make commitments, just stick to them. Okay? I don't mind if you don't make a commitment and, you know, you also don't. But if you've made a commitment, stick to it. Because the world is looking at you with certain expectations. If you are in debt with somebody, make sure that you have an arrangement. Because that's one area that I see, you know, Christians sometimes missing the point. Taking ownership of their lives and just to the world even show the courtesy of keeping to the things that you have said you will do. If you said you're going to visit somebody, don't say that because you are afraid to offend them. Only say that if you are going to visit them. Are you with me? But because of the society that we are living in, making choices and bending the rules all the time is so easy because whatever benefits you, if you feel, no, you know, I don't feel like, if I decided this morning I didn't feel like preaching this sermon, we would have been in trouble. Okay? There would only have been nothing. I must make a choice and a commitment to say, listen, I will pitch up. I will be here. Okay, as did you. Make a choice and saying, listen, to your small group, I will come and serve. I will be there on Sunday. So I know these are obvious things, but let me tell you, the culture that I see many times, not just in Christian lives, it's a culture of, you know, humanity at this stage, is that we bend the rules all the time as it fits our lives. And we can make commitments and we can say, you know, I'm there, I'll do this, but I can decide on the last minute if I want to walk away from it. Let boundaries allow you to be a person of principle. Are you with me this morning? Because it says something about you. Christians, don't fall in the trap of where society is at this stage. I know that, you know, sometimes you've had that call from somebody from that mobile company and they talk for half an hour to get you to convince you now to get into this contract and you say, oh, listen, you know, just call me tomorrow or I can't speak to you now, I'll speak to you later. That's the kind of conditioning that we have the whole time, is to make commitments that we know we can't actually fulfill. Is it not so? I'm guilty as sin as well. I hate these marketing guys, okay? Because it takes lots of your time. I'm using this as a principle because I can tell you this is where society is at. And we condition so much in, you know, there's not really value in what we say. As long as it benefits you, you can just walk away from it whenever it suits you. Guys, God is a covenant God who only understands the kind of commitment that costs your life. And so what I'm just saying today to you is boundaries is important in our lives because it also reflects our integrity, and those gates, as you govern them, also will keep the vultures away. Because whatever you say, if people see you're a person of principle, they will stay away from certain things around you. Are you with me? But we so want to please people and the world around us that we often have so many vultures around us because they take advantage of us whenever they can. Rather than just to be saying yes and no and keep to our boundaries. Matthew 18:15-20. Moreover, if your brother sins against you, Go and tell him as fault between you and him alone. If he hears you, you have gained your brother. But if he will not hear, take with you one or two more, that by the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established. And if he refuses to hear them, tell it to the church. But if he refuses even to hear the church, let him be like a heathen and a tax collector. Assuredly, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you lose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my heavenly Father. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I'm also there in the midst of them. There's an agreement that happens. But I want to say, guys, make sure to know that there's power in your words. There's power in the commitments and the boundaries that you are setting around you every day. And so, fearing losing relationships, we many times passively comply and inwardly resent. If you cannot say no to inward or outward pressure from people, you have lost control of your property, and there's no fruit and no self-control. We need self-control in our lives. So many times you would speak to Christians, we would speak to people, and they would always blame others for what's happening in their lives. And I want to say to you, stop. You cannot use other people as an excuse for things that you are committing yourself to. You will stand before God one day and you will have to give an account on whatever is happening in your life. Are you with me this morning? Number three is the truth. Truth is also a gate in this boundary process that we're talking about this morning. Knowing and complying with the truth of God or not. You can go against his laws and suffer the consequences of living beyond the boundaries being set by him. So we've got the instruction manual, as I've said before. If you live according to that instruction manual that God has given you, you will also receive the fruit of the one that made you, because he knew what is best for you. So, talking about, again, boundaries, you need to embrace the truth or keep the truth away from you. Deny the truth, okay? But that's a choice that you will have to make. Psalm 119:2. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with his whole heart. Psalm 119:45. And I will walk at liberty, for I seek your precepts. Number four, geographical distance. Sometimes we need to physically remove ourselves from situations to maintain boundaries. This needs to happen sometimes. Okay? I'm going to South Africa this week. And I do realize that, you know, when you go out of your circumstances, you get fresh perspective again. Because geographical gates allow us to stand a little bit outside of our immediate circumstances and again just get fresh perspective on what is happening in and through our lives. So there's sometimes geographical changes even necessary in our lives so that we can, and sometimes it's a work. Sometimes it means, and I'm not saying this morning you must go and pray, but but one thing that I do know is that sometimes, you know, even moving your location of where you're working, it allows you again to get a fresh perspective on God's new season in your life. Don't walk from the previous if you're not blessed and moving with a blessing. That's also true. But one thing that I do know is God allows us sometimes through gates to make choices on our geographical area that we are living in so that we can govern ourselves by the principles that God wants in the season of our lives. To separate ourselves from those hurting us even, and to create a safe space. Sometimes that's necessary. Sometimes there's people around us that really hurts us so much that we really just need to get away from them. And I want to say to you, if you are struggling with negativity, keep away from negative people for a while. Okay? Because it's you will not be able to stand if you don't allow yourself that space to be surrounded by positive people that can speak into your life. Okay? So it's choices that we make. Boundaries that we are busy governing. Separation can lead to an abusive person also to also to think about their circumstances or ways, and to value the loss that comes with that geographical distance. 1 Corinthians 5 verse 11 to 13. But now I have written to you not to keep company with anyone named a brother who is sexually immoral, or covetous, or idolater, or a reviler, or a drunkard, or an extortioner, not even to eat with such a person. For what I have, I do with judging those also who are outside. Do you not judge those who are inside? But those who are outside, God judges. Therefore, put away from yourself the evil person. Okay? Guys, geographical distance sometimes is necessary in order for us to grow. And so I want to say to you, make sure to surround yourself with the people that will build you up and help you to get to the next phase of your life. Then number five, time. Taking time off from a person or project to regain ownership of those boundaries in your life. Sometimes you need time. Now I want to say again in this church, that time does not heal. The decision to deal with your issues will bring healing. You can be 40 years going through suffering and still not get healing. It's a choice that you need to make to face the hurts in your life. So when I say time, the gate of time and boundaries that we allow in our lives, brings healing. I want to say that sometimes we just need to distance ourselves in time from certain circumstances so that we can actually deal and get fresh perspective on things in our lives. But running away from things is not going to help you. Okay? And the longer you try to be in this wilderness, that wilderness can kill you. I've said that before as well. Time does not heal. You must deal with it. Ecclesiastes 3 verse 5 to 6. And there's lots of scriptures, but I want to lay the right foundation before we go on with this conversation. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to gain and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to throw away. There's certain seasons in our lives, okay? So just before going to South Africa now, it looks like my wife now feels that the house must be spring cleaned, okay? So she's throwing away everything. I saw a few of my shirts there yesterday as well. So guys, certainly I'm not going to go with unnecessary clothes into this season. But what I can tell you is sometimes you just need to do a spring cleaning just for the sake of allowing yourself to move into a fresh start. And that gate is necessary in order to set new boundaries, fresh boundaries, okay? Away with, you know, just all that old stuff. Let's just do something new again, okay? Number six, an emotional distance. It's a temporary boundary to give your heart space to be safe. Forgive and guard your heart until you see sustained change. Luke 3 verse 8, therefore bear fruits worthy of repentance. So, guys, sometimes we need to allow ourselves just emotionally to wrap up things, okay? And we need space, distance to do so. Accountability, depend on others to help you to set and keep your boundaries. Now, this is important, and I want to say that's why you're part of a group of believers. Because sometimes, you know, those excess burdens become so great that it overwhelms you. But having a brother around you that can have a fresh perspective allows you to govern the real boundaries in your life, the values that you should and must protect. Because sometimes you lose sight and you start to forget about those boundaries, conveniently so. And then you reap the devastation of and the fruit of wrong boundaries in your life, and you don't understand why it's happening. So what we normally do is we set high priorities for ourselves, and we see we can't attain to them. Then we either tell ourselves, it's like an elastic, we tell ourselves that we are actually closer than we think to our boundary, to our goals, or we bring the goal down. And we then break those rules of engagement into boundaries and to honor them and to protect them conveniently so that we can attain to it, okay? And that we can actually have a easier life. Now, this is an important one. And I want to challenge you, is it not so with your budget as well? Sometimes you release that budget and all the thinking of keeping to sound principles just because, you know, I don't get to what I wanted. And then you reap the consequences of it. And I want to say to you guys, sometimes we just need people in our lives to help us to govern those things that is really precious to us so that we can attain to those goals. So that we don't, in our own minds, because we are good schemers as well, every one of you, don't think Christians, when you say they're schemers, they think, you know, you're saying that they are big sinners. All of us are, okay? We've got overactive minds that always wants to justify things that we are doing. I'm the same. Don't think that because I'm a pastor, I'm not. I always justify my actions, okay? And what I'm saying is if you don't have boundaries that you've set for yourself and that people can around you keep you accountable to, you'll break those and you will be in the devastation of survival mode all the time in your life. So actually, having relationships around you that you can be accountable to is good for you. And it allows you to be in a place of freedom. So for two reasons. The one is your basic need in life is relationship. You know, just let's just remind ourselves that, you know, accountability and keeping these gates intact is important because we need to talk about these things. We need to share it with people. As long as it's in the dark, we can always scheme around those things. But if we have relationship with people around us, they soon say, oh, I thought you said you're not going to go to this place this year because you want to set this and this priority. Just asking a stupid question, but it allows you to again just remind yourself, yeah, I am actually now stupid. I'm buying the wrong thing again. Or, you know, I'm compromising on this relationship. Is it not so? You know, those Wednesday nights when you need to go to fellowship with the rest of the small group, your overactive mind again start to work and tell yourself, no, you're working so hard. You know, there's no reason why you should tonight, you know, extend yourself to a place where you... Am I the only one? Okay, I'm the pastor in the house. I can tell you every Wednesday night I must psych myself up to get together with people again and to set up the, you know, the coffee and the. It takes effort, but it's an uncompromisable boundary that I've set for myself. Is listen, it's not about how I feel. It's important to me. I need to fellowship with people. I need to allow myself not to lie on the couch and... Are you with me? But the reason why I'm saying that is it seems like basic things that we're talking about today, but I can tell you that many people are struggling with basic boundaries in their lives. They would rather lie every night of the week on a couch watching series... Am I the only guilty one? Guys, until we set certain boundaries and priorities in our lives so that we can attain to certain goals. Okay. And there's a reason why you always ask successful people that are so busy, why you give them more work. Because they know how to prioritize their lives and set boundaries and to live in accountability around those things to attain to those goals. Is it not so? And so for us as Christians, guys, don't live in the presumption that I'm in control of my own world and I'm going to do this thing and I'm going to... We need one another and the conversations even around things to silence the voices in our own heads even, to come to a place of boundary setting so that we can live a life of meaning. Because there's certain things that you've said to your friends around you and even in your small group, that things that you've told them that they're going to say to you over a year from now, but did you not say that you want to... Are you with me? And those things you actually remind yourself of as well. Okay. I did say that. So either I must repent now or I must, you know, just be honest about where I am in my life and change. It does not matter. Don't feel condemned about it, but be honest about it. Because the honesty will also allow yourself to be honest with yourself in those boundaries that you are busy setting. Are you with me this morning, guys? Is it helping you? Because I can tell you that we need to be people of conviction and principle and values and things that we love, we must embrace and make priority in our lives so that we can attain to the things that God has set for us. But if you don't have boundaries, other people will use your boundaries or their boundaries to fulfill their life's calling through your life. Because I can tell you there is people that's focused. And they will use and abuse anyone around them to fulfill their life's calling. And it's not always a noble thing. If it's your boss at work, and I can tell you he will use and abuse you for anything so that he can attain to his goals. You must decide where's the boundaries that you are setting within governing your life and opening and closing the doors in your life so that you can fulfill God's calling upon your life. If not, then somebody else is going to fulfill theirs through your life. And I'm not saying that, you know, we can live for ourselves. That's not what I'm saying today at all. Because setting boundaries includes a lot of people around us and respect for the boundaries that people has around us as well. But it allows us to have honest conversations with those around us if we know what is the thing that's valuable to us. And so, emotional distance, accountability. The second thing about accountability that I just want to mention quickly, we need input and teaching in our lives. Okay, I'm not talking about manipulation, where people can manipulate us to do certain things in and through our lives. I'm talking about the kind of accountability relationships that allow us to have healthy boundaries that attains to the things that God is expecting us to do. Then number eight is consequences. There's consequences to every behavior. And I can tell you with my kids, it's the same. They know if they do this thing, a certain other thing is going to happen. Okay? And because of that, they don't do that thing. So certain boundaries in our lives, we must decide according to the consequences of a commitment to them, we must know that there's certain consequences that's going to happen through it. 2 Thessalonians 3 verse 10. For even when we were with you, we commanded you this, if anyone will not work, neither shall eat. Okay, that's a very harsh boundary being set. But it was a consequence to a certain boundary being set by the leaders of the church. Okay, so listen, if you want to eat, what must you do? Work. Okay, so it's a boundary being set by the church, and so it helps to govern the church because now people know, okay, I can't lie around and expect everyone to give me something because I'm not a victim to this church. I'm not a victim to its system. I'm not a victim to the people around me. I am a victor through the decisions that I make because those values and those principles that I'm living by defines my life. Are you with me? So, Proverbs 16 verse 26. Then person who labors for himself, for his hungry mouth drives him on. Okay, difficult things to talk about, but guys, I can tell you, boundaries help us that people understand us better as well. If we govern these things, and I'm saying again, there's gates, there's conversations, there's always, because of love, I know in my house we've got a lot of rules that we've set for ourselves as a house, values that we live by, that we sometimes compromise on, okay? Because we collectively decide upon it, okay? So Friday nights is family night in our house. We do the pizza thing and a movie, okay? So that always happens on a Friday night, family time. So all of our kids know it's no mobiles, no friends, it's not visiting friends, family time. We sit in front of the TV and we have fun together. So we look at The Voice or whatever and we discuss it and we have fun as a family together and we eat pizza. We indulge, okay? okay, I don't these days, but I've got alternative good stuff. But you understand what I'm saying? So there's a value that we set in our house, but you know what? That thing is so blessed because it governs even the frustration of, Dad, I wanted to go to a friend. Why can I not go? Because we've got a rule in the house. So let's not, but sometimes there's a big event and we must have a conversation about it in their lives. Are you with me? So there is compromises that happens within boundaries around us. But the living by those principles allow us to come to the table and to have good, healthy conversations about what is important to us. And it reminds us why we made those commitments. Why we made those boundaries in our lives. So we need to live. So I'm ending off this morning by just mentioning 10 things. So please stand strong with me. Okay, this is going to happen very quickly, so don't worry. I need to just mention them for the sake of what is within these boundaries. Okay, so we've got boundaries in our lives. We don't have time anymore. I'm going to have to go on next time. I see it's almost 12. Let's just quickly stand. I want us to, this morning, I'll get to it next time. What is within these boundaries? So we've spoken about the importance, and I, guys, want to go on with this conversation because I really believe that it's going to allow us to, yeah, to be governed by the priorities that God has set for us. And I do believe that, you know, because we complain so much about our busy lives, and I'm the first to say, so please don't feel condemned if you do this morning. Don't feel I'm saying don't complain. We can lie on one another's shoulders. But what I can tell you is, I do believe that God sometimes wants us to get back to the drawing board in talking about what is really priorities in our lives. What is the boundaries that we set there so that our lives are governed by healthy relationships around us and healthy understandings. So let's talk about what is within the boundaries the next time. But I want us to quickly, as we end off this morning in conversation, pray for one another. I want to trust that at least this morning, there's some things that God surface within your life that you realize there's certain things that I must now start to have a conversation with friends around me, with people around me. Maybe it's even your husband, your wife, your maybe it's your small group. You know, things that you must have a conversation around concerning boundaries in your life. And my desire this morning is that at least we will make commitments to one another to start the conversation. I can this morning say to you there's some life choices that we make, anything from our finances, you know, our commitments to God, to our time set apart for God, and how that, you know, impacts our lives too, our family lives. And I can tell you one of the challenges that I have between me and my wife now, conversations that we have, is why do we always give the junk time or the junk priority and strength even and energy that we have left over in our household? Because that's the truth. You know, we're so busy in spending life out there. And I know I'm not the only guilty one here. I know that all of us struggle with this. We're so busy all the day, you know, giving the best of our lives, the energy that we have into our workspace and our work environment and the relationships out there, that when we get home, we always just want to give the junk. I just want to, you know, let me just now get my guard off. And I do realize that's a conversation that we need to have, because I don't want my wife's, you know, a spare change when it gets to her energy levels even. The same with me. She does not want me to be pastor to everyone and at home I can't, you know, spend the necessary time with her and with the kids to make them a priority. And I want to say to you, for you it's exactly the same. Because there's certain choices that you will have to make according to the value systems that's busy operating in your life that is necessary in order to be a better person. But we are so in this tumble dryer of priorities in our lives that there's so many voices that are shouting at us that we sometimes in this jungle of trying to survive in this life, missing the point altogether. And all that I want us to have is a conversation about boundaries. But the kind of boundaries that will make your life to look better. The kind of boundaries that you can protect so that God can actually make you to be a blessing to people around you. Because guess what? If you're happy chappy, people will have the benefit and the fruit of your cup running over. But we are living in La La Land and telling ourselves that, you know what, I can do this thing, I can do this thing. And then the wheels come off and this thing is not happening anymore. And we must have a conversation about those boundaries. But you cannot protect something that you don't know you need. And some of you will have to go back to the drawing board and talk to yourself and to the people around you about what is the boundaries that needs reinforcement in your life to get order again so that the wheels does not come off. Because you will produce the kind of fruit that you set boundaries for yourself to. And some things you will have to say no for in order to get better fruit in other things. Okay. So we'll be talking about it a few weeks from now. Not next Sunday. We'll be in South Africa. But I'm so excited about Ed and Sofiso that will be speaking to you guys. I know they've got beautiful words that they want to share with you as well. But after that, we're going to continue this conversation into the weeks to come. And hopefully, we can become the disciplined ones that God wants us to be. Amen. Let's just pray before we pray for one another. And I want you to be honest with one another as we turn to one another after this. And just, even if it's just an accountability, acknowledging those things. Father, we thank you this morning for the conversation that we are putting on the table of setting boundaries in our lives. Yeah, we love you. And Jesus, we know that whenever we embrace you and the values that is important to you, our lives flourish. And Father, sometimes we just have bad fruit. And we see bad fruit, Father God, sometimes as good fruit because our priority is not straight. And we ask you to transform us, transform our thinking, transform our being, come rewire the order in our lives, because we want to protect this property that you've given us. Wherever we set boundaries, we know there's property, there's deeds that we need to protect. And Father God, we cannot protect those if we don't know what it is.
Father, this morning I pray for the conversation to start surrounding your kingdom and your plan for our lives, so that we can start to enforce the things that is most important to you. In the name of Jesus, amen.